Good evening. This is a Saturday evening Bible study. I'm Johnny Coffee, and this is Harmony Baptist Church. We're going through the Ten Commandments, and I hope that this study has been helpful because it has helped me a lot. The fifth commandment is, let's go to Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. Okay, Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, it says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The first thing I want you to notice is, what is required in the fifth commandment? And the first thing that's required is to show respect to parents. Let's look in Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long upon the earth. The first thing you need to notice is respect to parents. And it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And I think personally that it adds in the Lord, because there's one thing you need to know is you're to obey your parents as long as it's not sin. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what we're talking about. Kids need to be, we need to teach this in church. We need to teach kids that they do not have to do things that are evil, even if their parents teach them to do it. There are parents that try to get their kids to drink, do drugs, have immoral sexual practices. We all know about all that stuff. If you're a child, I don't care if you're 10, 15, 17, whatever, and your parents are trying to get you to do sin, commit sin, stealing, whatever, you don't have to do that. You do not have to obey your parents when they're trying to get you to sin, okay? And I don't care if anybody gets mad at me for saying that. The kids need to be taught that, okay? But as long as your parents are not trying to get you to sin, you need to show them respect. Even if they're trying to get you to do something for the wrong reason, if it's not sin, obey your parents. Now, what is important about this, respecting your parents, is number one, is it teaches you to respect authority. Look in Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13 and verse 1, it says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God, and that is including your parents. The reason God says, children, obey your parents, he's trying to teach children, he's trying to get us to teach children to obey authority, okay? And we're to respect all authority. Our superiors, we're supposed to respect those that are inferior to us, okay? And those that are equal to us. Look at 1 Peter 2:17. It says, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. That pretty much covers every man, woman, and child you'll ever come in contact with, okay? The president of the United States, the king of your land, the vice president, police officers. We need to be taught. Kids need to be taught. Obey, respect, authority. Okay? Are there bad cops? Of course there are. Just like there are bad preachers and there are bad clergymen and there are bad Sunday school teachers and there are bad teachers at school and there are bad parents. But generally, those things are set up by God for good, okay? Yes, there is corruption because we're sinned. We're totally depraved. Each man, woman, and child is totally depraved. We are evil by nature, okay? So we all have some of that that comes out, and some of us, it's a little more, right? Romans, look, the next thing is, and turn on the page because I get confused. So I have to have everything written down. Number two is, what is forbidden in the fifth commandment? What is forbidden is not showing honor unto those in different roles or positions. Look in Matthew 15. We're going to turn there. Matthew 15, 4 through 6. It says, "For God commanded, saying, honor thy father," this is Jesus speaking, "honor thy father and thy mother, and he that curses father and mother, let him die the death. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition." Basically, it was saying that a person could dedicate, let's say they dedicated a sum of money to the altar and said, okay, I can't use this to help my mom and dad because I've dedicated it to God. But they didn't actually take it to the temple and give it to the priest. They kept it. They were able to keep it for themselves, but they were dedicating it to God. Okay? Which gave them, there was a loophole for them to do what they wanted to with the money. You know, it's like, oh, I got $100 and I've dedicated this to God. So, mom, I can't help you with groceries now that you're out of work. I'm using this for God. So I'm going to go buy me some, Christian music with it. And so, that's the loophole. So not showing honor unto the different roles and positions. In other words, you're not honoring your mother and father. Those are the roles. Whether they're good mothers and fathers, they still have their authority in that situation. Police officers, they have authority. You let God work out the situation. If there is corruption in the judicial system, you go through the proper channels to fight corruption. You use what God has given you. You know, the Apostle Paul did that, you know, when he was being mistreated by the Roman governor, the Romans, he was a Roman citizen. You know, that's the reason why his name was Paul, because he was a Roman citizen. You know, he's born Paul. He was born Paul because he was a Roman citizen. And, but he was Saul also because he was a Jewish citizen. Or he was a Jew by nature. And, so whenever he dealt with Romans, he used his Roman name, his Gentile name, and he used that authority that he had, that right as a Roman citizen, whenever he needed to use that for the glory of God. All right. Number three is the promise that goes with the commandment. Look at Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Okay, Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And the promise is this, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." Okay? Now, the promise is, and this is a generalized promise, okay? This is a promise that if you respect your mother and father, obviously you're going to do the good things that they say to do, and that will help prolong your, but you know, if they say don't smoke, you're less likely to get cancer. They say don't drink, you're less likely to get liver cancer or become an alcoholic. If they say don't, you know, go out with girls that are immoral, you're less likely to get in a relationship that is negative. Number two, you're less likely to get a sexually transmitted disease. All of these things will make your life prosperous, okay? You're less likely to get with someone that wants to use you for your money, so you can save money, and you'll be a wealthier person. You can get with somebody that cares about you because you've tried to get proper wisdom and experience from your elders about relationships or whatever. And all of that will help you live longer, okay? God is very practical. That's the thing I always bring up when I try to bring up when I teach, is that Christianity is your faith. Read James. Faith is practical. Okay? Faith is practical. Those things that God tells you, it's a practical thing. You know, it affects you. Your physical affects your spiritual. Don't ever forget that. Okay? You'll never have faith in God. You'll never have faith in You'll never serve God if you're spiritual. We're talking about the spiritual life. Prayer affects your life. It affects physical life, all right? And it affects how you live. Your belief system affects how you live. If you have sloppy doctrine, you'll have a sloppy life. If you have a solid doctrine based on the Word of God, your life will line up with that, and it will not be inconsistent, okay? All right? We're still sinners. We still have a sin nature. But the closer that you line up with the Bible, the closer your relationship with the Father is, the more your life will line up. And it won't be so, you know, I see people, the majority of people's worries in their life is they're living in sin, or they've committed a sin and they won't repent of it, but then they keep praying for God to fix their life. And you're basically taking God's name in vain when you do that, because you're disobeying the scriptures, but then you're trying to pretend that you're living for God. You are not living for God if you violate scripture. If you're living an immoral life, okay, God's going to judge that. You may do it with money. You may take money away from you. You may do it through physical ailments, accidents, things of that nature to get your attention, okay? If you're mistreating your kids or your spouse or whatever the situation is, God's going to chasten you for that, all right? You can't pray for God to fix things and then while you disobey the scriptures, okay? And I think respect for authority, I think a lot of Christians, I don't think Christians today have the respect for authority they should have. We make way too many disrespectful comments about police officers, politicians, preachers, and parents that we shouldn't be making, especially on social media. When the Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother, it's teaching a very valuable principle on how to live in society and to promote the kingdom of God through proper living and preaching the gospel. You can preach the gospel, you can be totally biblical in preaching the gospel, but if your Christian life does not line up with the gospel, you're going to send mixed signals. Remember that today, that honor thy father and mother goes much further than your father and your mother. Good night.